I'm Josh.
WISP. I'm Sean. 94.1.
The best year. Unless you graduated then, because you're old.
That's true. I did graduate in 1994, which was when all the best things happened.
94 was a great year.
I know.
You graduated, so you were legal.
later that year, yeah. After
graduation. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a July
yeah,
baby. Are you a Leo?
Yeah.
So you like rhinos. That's a reference nobody will get. Let's move on.
What else happened good in 94?
A lot of cool movies, a lot of great video games happened in 94.
Reference a single one, and I believe that you know what you're talking about.
I think Chrono Trigger. That might have been 95.
Some 94 this year was.
One of those JRPGs was 94.
Zane, what are you reading?
I am reading a book
called... Be honest.
All right, we're doing that thing where we do two in one night.
Yeah, so if you listen to last week's episode, you'll know that I'm still reading The Power by Naomi Alderman.
And I'm still reading Baby Teeth by Zoya Stage.
And Josh is struggling with the tweets that people send to him.
No, Josh is still working his way through The Wise Man's Fear.
Yeah, Sean.
In so much as... He's not really reading.
No, here's the thing about it, though. I need him to be not in the college anymore. I'm so tired of the college. Get out of the college, okay? Because he's like, I'm poor, I'm money.
You guys just legitimately, listeners, you legitimately missed Zane giving Josh, like, a comforting hand on the arm that had nothing to do with the show. like... trying to soothe the person holding a gun to someone's throat. Like, no, please, honey, don't shoot.
I am angry!
And there's two schools of thought as to why Zane did that. One would have something to do with the way Josh was reacting, mm-hmm. and the other would have to do with if you finished the book, you know.
I know what happens.
Okay.
I know what happens.
Oh, you don't. Okay.
I don't know
okay, but you have.
All right. What are you reading? This shut up.
He already said it.
I totally did.
Facebook.
Nope.
Twitter.
No, we're in the first segment. We're in the first part.
This is a great first segment so far.
We did a really good job. How many minutes? 244!
Yo, world record.
Holy shit!
What else can we talk about?
Jesus.
What kind of cheeses? I love cheeses.
Oh, yeah! Cheese is so good!
Yo, a good stinky cheese with veins in it? Mm-hmm.
Veins?
What is that?
Yeah, veiny cheese.
What's veiny cheese?
Unfortunately...
Like blue cheese
what
has
you're
veins.
Trying to say, but are they really described as veins?
I don't really want to.
Yes, they absolutely are.
I feel like that's not.
How often do you order the cheese plate when you go to a restaurant?
Very often.
Oh, have you ever had the cheese plate at Honey's?
Order it with extra veins?
I will order every fucking cheese that has veins in it. Yes.
Sometimes I order the dick with extra veins.
I bet you do.
And they're like, I don't know if that's
right away, sir.
Zip.
No, this is boring. What else?
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm just googling cheese with veins in it.
I feel like that's going to be a really questionable Google search return.
Do you like Limburger cheese? Are you like a cartoon guy?
The stinkier the cheese, the better it is.
I mean, maybe. I like sharp cheeses.
Okay, it's not called veins. It's called veined. Veined.
Okay.
The idea is still there.
Oh.
Because I'm picturing, like, a gross cheese from, like, a horror movie or something with blood coming out of it. And I don't want to eat that shit.
What kind of fucking horror movie has cheese in it?
Probably a Guillermo del Toro movie. Can you say that name for me, Sean?
The Shape of Cheese.
Pan's Cheese Labyrinth.
I love you. That's the cheese guy.
I didn't.
From the Guillermo del Toro movie.
You got some
almost.
Of it. You got some of it.
Almost. Did anybody see Black Panther?
I was just going to say, I haven't seen it yet, and I wanted to go tomorrow.
Like, did you see it?
No.
I really want to see it.
Well, I'm going to go tomorrow morning, or Saturday morning, in Quakertown. Shit, I can't say that. That's where I live.
Edit it out.
Wow.
We'll edit it out.
It was the worst sentence you could have possibly uttered. You could have just left it with, shit, I shouldn't have said that. But you went, shit, I shouldn't have said that. That's where I live.
And now we're still talking
in the downtown of Quakertown on a second floor apartment where anybody could walk in at any time.
That's true. You could probably figure it out if you
right
really
across the street from that Mexican restaurant where they never stop playing music.
They do play a lot of music.
I'm just saying.
Oh, also, the place that has bugs, the pizza place with bugs in it. Remember that?
Oh, you mean every pizza place ever?
Hello, every pizza place.
All right, so, you know, I feel like that's probably a good first segment.
Oh, do you? Because I wasn't done joking.
Are you sure?
Oh, my God.
Well, then let's go, man.
Cool. All right, Zane, what's the best horse in the world?
Palomino. It's a breed and a color.
Yo, straight up. No, but we do that.
That was bad. That was bad.
I mean, my dead horse.
Okay, let's go. We have to go now.
Wow.
I don't want to beat Zane's dead horse, but we gotta go.
That's not funny. All right. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to episode 94 of Cracking the Spine. My name, you guys can call me Sean.
I'm Zane.
You can call me Dan. It's Josh.
They know.
I didn't know if they know. They can't see me.
I can see you. You're right there. You look like... Josh Henderman. Should we start over?
No! We're going!
Zane...
Yes.
What did Josh just say we were talking about this week?
Yeah. Josh said, if your life story could be written by anyone, who would it be?
An author? Or can it be other things?
I feel like we do a literary podcast, so maybe we could...
But writing happens in many ways.
If you could hang out with someone from start to finish during their writing process... Who would that be?
Me, Sean Curran. I hang out with myself. I'm a genius. Hmm. You guys should hang out with me when I'm writing.
Having hung out with my best friend, Sam Sykes, who's my best friend in the world, I've written stuff with him, too.
Is that true?
That's true.
I can't tell you.
It's not made yet, but it's a secret, and I wrote stuff with them.
Wait, I'm sorry. For what medium?
For the stage, the screen.
Okay.
A short sort of thing.
Okay.
So wait, you can't tell us what you wrote, but you can tell us that you wrote?
Yeah, because if I told you what I wrote, then people would know what I wrote, and then they would be like, oh, then I have to also do it. For contractual reasons, I'm not going to do that, because then people are going to hold me to my toes to the fire if something changes.
So I feel like I, on a weekly basis, will name drop Josh Henderson. Shut up, Josh. I'm talking to Zane. Like,
it's me time.
Okay. I'm having a me party. I feel like I dropped Josh Henderson as like a way to get people to listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not talking to you, Josh. Like shut up.
Like in real life, that would be embarrassing if you did that.
Do you do it in real life?
I do often. I mean, when I explain the show to people,
yes,
I say that it's a show about books that I started. With my co-host Zane, who is, you know, my sister-in-law, but also
you guys are related,
a friend of mine, and the way I refer to you is internet celebrity Josh Henderson.
Okay.
She rolled her eyes.
She's more disappointed.
I was an internet sensation once.
You still are, Zane. You still are.
I won an award once for selling books.
All right.
Anyway,
go.
What I was going to say is...
Keep sucking my dick, please.
No.
now we need those crickets. Now I got more crickets in here. Come on. What are you saying?
It's like you're like reevaluating your entire life.
I didn't know that I was going to. I didn't feel like I was building up to a point where the end was going to be. And then Josh's dick was in my mouth.
Okay.
I was going to say.
Wait, that's what.
Yeah, we've said.
Yeah, what's not even with what's not even with was Josh saying stop suck or. Go suck my dick.
I said
or,
keep sucking my dick.
Yeah, I wasn't sucking your dick.
I meant metaphorically.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that either.
He sounded like it a little bit.
I think Josh, that was the joke.
No, I was trying to get away from that.
But now it's super,
I was trying to get.
Funny.
I was literally trying to get away from your dick.
Good luck. Because it's big, I meant.
What I was trying to get to, Zane, was, like, if I had a secret project that I was working on with a secret friend of mine that was secretly famous, I wouldn't even bring it up, Zane.
Yeah, but I figured this was a good time to because it's relevant. Also, I have to make it still, so.
Man.
We lost the thread, you guys.
You guys.
No, what happened
find
was.
Any excuse to yell at each other.
We're not yelling at each other, we're yelling through you.
Yeah, you're like. You're
I'm like a yelling conduit.
Yeah, you're like the mom.
You're like mom, yeah. Yeah, and I went to live with live with Jim.
Yeah,
and Josh is still home with you.
Yeah, do you hate Jim, Mom?
No, Jim's okay. Jim lets me get cigarettes.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'm moving in with Jim.
No, you're not. You're moving in with Sam Sykes, who's sucking your dick.
No, Sam Sykes isn't. He maybe he would want to. I love Sam. He's so funny. I'm serious. He's
yes,
super funny.
Your famous friend is very funny.
Look, I may have exaggerated
no, make
that
sure
he's
my
best
friend.
Is funny
keep
too.
Talking about your famous friend.
He's not my best friend, but he is.
No,
I consider him
your famous
friend
is very funny.
You guys are my
he's
best
friend.
He's not
your best friend, but you're his best friend?
That
is
sounds
that
like,
what you're
that
saying?
That sounds like where he's going with
yeah.
me. So it sounds like if Josh
I'm going to write about this
have,
in my slam book tonight.
If Josh could have anybody write his book, it wouldn't be Sam Sykes, because Sam's already written that one.
Right.
And
okay.
If Josh could be around anyone when they were writing, it wouldn't be Sam Sykes because they're already
he's been there,
collaborating.
Done that.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like old news. All right.
Yeah, I've seen it all. Basically.
So, Zane, let's talk books.
Okay.
Let's talk books.
Wait, I had just got an idea for a podcast.
We talk about books.
Well rehearsed, guys.
Thank you. The first one is hard for me to answer. If my life story could be written by someone, I don't know, someone who could jazz it up a little bit, that'd be great.
Simon Winchester. I mean, I go Simon Winchester.
What does Simon Winchester write?
Simon Winchester wrote the book about Krakatoa.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. I remember that.
And he wrote a book called The Map That Created the World.
Oh, yeah.
About.
Did you mention this before? It sounds familiar.
I've mentioned
yeah,
all of
it. It sounds familiar, yeah. Is what I'm saying.
Okay, cool.
Josh was listening to you when you were talking.
I have a really, really good memory.
And you're mocking me when I'm talking to
I'm
Josh.
Not, I'm mocking Josh.
Yeah, she's mocking
Jesus
me, dude.
Sorry, you're like all over the map.
Get
like,
yeah,
man,
with
right.
it. All
I'm
over
finding,
the map that created your weirdness.
I'm finding enemies wherever I can see them.
Yeah, you sure are.
This time, Zane, it's you.
Mm. Episode 94, Paranoia Cast.
Why would you say that?
Wait, what, did someone say something?
Did somebody tell you? Did you get an email? Because I haven't gotten one in a while.
But I have like a corny answer that seems very obvious.
It can't
You're
be Sam
J.K. Rowling.
I am
going to
say J.K. Rowling.
Oh, that's cool.
Because
that's all right.
She writes, she has like a little writing shed. She lives in Scotland and like she just like sits in the woods, like in her shed,
yeah,
with, like cups of tea.
That's
like,
the second one.
Writes, yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry,
if I
that,
could hang out
oh,
with someone,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant that's the one you wanted to.
No, that's the who I want to hang out
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
The reason I was going me is because I thought you thought that she could write your story.
No.
Not that she couldn't.
That's not my choice for that one. I don't
okay.
know what my choice is. For
but
that.
What if she would do that, but make everything magic and stuff? And it was like a metaphor. I think that you could do it.
I would love to hang out with Neil Gaiman when he's writing.
Because
I feel like J.K. Rowling goes to a shed, I feel like Neil Gaiman goes to a shed. When Neil Gaiman goes to a shed, he opens a door and like walks into like Wonderland.
I follow
horror place.
His wife, Amanda Palmer.
Yeah, Amanda Palmer. I love Amanda Palmer. Twitter.
And she actually was just tweeting about this the other day that like apparently
when, that he wants me to come over.
That when Neil writes like they'll be like at a party or like at a function in like a busy room and he just like sits down in the corner like on a couch and like he'll just start writing. She's like when he's writing like that like you can't like there's no talking to him. Like stuff is happening around him and he doesn't even realize it. Like he doesn't necessarily like retreat to write. Like he just he can sit down in the middle of a busy room
Neil.
And start writing.
Neil.
Well, that's, I mean, that's how, not that we've talked about this guy
also,
in a while.
I want to retroactively apologize for just saying that, like, first and foremost, Amanda Palmer is his wife, because she's also a person of note.
Fair point, so, yeah.
I apologize for that.
It's like that moment.
I like her better than Neil Gaiman.
I'm not getting off on that tangent. It reminds
that's
me of...
That's the tangent he's not going off on.
That one.
Okay, keep going.
No, he's going to do a Super Bowl tangent.
Oh my god.
Oh, no.
No, it's come up. There was a moment in the broadcast of the Super Bowl where I'm an Eagles fan. I want to talk about it. Everybody knows that the Eagles played against the Patriots.
And they won!
What?
Go Birds!
Yo, edit it in.
Like,
edit
that whole thing. I don't know if I can download it.
So good. Tom Brady is married to Gisele Bündchen.
Yes.
And Gisele Bündchen is arguably the most successful
she's very famous
supermodel of all time.
She's very
arguably.
Yes.
Like she is a brand unto herself.
Mm-hmm.
She is known the world over. She is her own person, whatever. Like I mean like she's Gisele. And there was a moment during the broadcast of the Super Bowl where the camera went to the booth where she was sitting with their kids. And Al Michaels said, oh, and there's Mrs. Brady.
Yeah, I remember this.
Mrs. Brady.
Right.
Like, not Gisele.
Al Michaels is also 75 years old, and he's from... He says... All right, Al Michaels has been saying... Here's another tangent. He's been saying some crazy shit recently, because he's getting old and he's losing it a little bit. He made a freaking Harvey Weinstein joke one week, and they cut to commercial, and they came back, and Al Michaels was like, "I would like to apologize." He had to like fucking apologize immediately because he's making fucking Harvey Weinstein jokes.
Was it a good joke?
Eh. It wasn't good, and it wasn't good. No.
What was I saying before the show? You were saying,
Amanda Palmer. Is Neil Gaiman's wife.
Right. What I was going to say was another author who I've heard will just sit down in the middle of a room to start writing is Chuck Palahniuk.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who I know we've talked about previously on the show, but it's been a while.
I've never written with him. Is he any good?
I don't know. Ask your buddy Sam Syke.
I'll ask him.
It's been a while since we've talked about Chuck Palahniuk, in fairness, because it's been a while since... He's written something worth talking about?
Uh-huh.
No?
No, that was a okay way to put it.
Okay.
Didn't you hate his last book, Zane? Somebody didn't like it.
No. His last book was the
It was that collection of short stories, and I think I read a few and then
yeah, you were out. Like, "See, I listen to my friends who talk about books." Proceed.
When did he turn into the book guy? Oh,
now.
Since we started talking about, like, literary people. I wouldn't mind hanging out with Chuck Palahniuk for a day to watch the way he writes.
But he does the same thing, like a similar thing, or do you not know? Are you curious?
What is intriguing about him to you?
Well, the way he has described his writing process in interviews and in book signings that I've been to is that he sort of just goes out into the world and writes down things that people say and writes down the way people interact and then finds a story to link those things together. Like rather than starting with the idea of a story and finding ways to fit conversation into it, he starts with the conversation and figures out the story that ties it all together.
It's very like RPG, like role play. Because like, sometimes, like, when I make a character, like, in a game or whatever, like, if you make a good character, I know Zane, you're like into the characters too, right? Like, do you do like a character creation screen? Like, and you know, do you like agonize over it? Like, do you like,
or, like what they look
yeah,
like?
And, yeah.
Yeah.
I do that too.
But then that's kind of the end of it. Like, I don't have like a...
Guys, I do that too.
Do you do it too?
Yeah, of course I do.
I like, okay, so I like need to make them like perfect. And I don't know what perfect is, but I sit and then I make stories in my head about them. A lot of times, like, well, this person did this.
You give them, then, like, a
yeah, I give them, like, a back, yeah.
To where they yeah. are. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I do that, too.
That's more like that, where, like, instead of, like, taking a big, like, this is what happens, and then this character fits into that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Instead of, like, trying to fit yeah. a character into the story that's been given to you.
Yeah,
no, right. you figure out why that character became part of that story.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, I agonize over how they look, but then I'm like, that's it.
Zane, you're so superficial.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I am. Well, I am a lady.
Careful. He'll tell Sam Sykes all about this.
Mm. Yeah. I'm texting don't him right now. Me. Dear Sam, my best friend.
Do you have his phone number?
No.
Is it 69?
Do people give people phone numbers anymore?
Not since Lollapalooza.
Hey, Pop, tell us about the phone numbers. How many digits do they have?
Seven digits, son.
1-900-MIX-A-LOT. Kick them nasty thoughts.
1-900-909-JEFF.
The DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Yeah, you feel the call.
What did he do? Did he talk to you?
I only know this because I got in trouble for calling it on my parents' phone. It was 1-900-909-JEFF, and you would call up, and you would hear Will Smith go, "Hey, y'all, it's the Fresh Prince!" And then Jeff would go, "And me, Jazz Jeff." And they would be like, just, "Wick, wick, 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 wick."
That's him.
And they would do this, like, dope rap.
Yeah. Was it different every time?
No. Oh. I mean, I didn't call that often, but
only every day.
I got in trouble very quickly for it.
Who spent $67 calling DJ Jazzy Jazz?
They're my friends, Mom! Just like Sam Sykes is Josh's friend!
There it is. There it is.
Did we finish the script? Yeah. Josh's friend. Got it. Okay, cool. Page 16. Zane sighs heavily.
But if your life story could be written by someone.
Yeah, who do you want to write your
Simon
life story?
Simon Winchester, I already said it.
Oh, you did say that.
Oh, it's almost like I was doing the show.
Wait, I think you said that before we did the show.
No, it was on here, I think.
It was on the
show? Oh,
okay.
It seems like a while ago.
It seemed like a while ago.
Because we went through a lot of things.
It has been a bit of a struggle today.
It's been a long 22 minutes.
It's pulling teeth over. I don't know if I would want, like, I don't know enough about authors to know. Who would be good for, I don't know.
Ooh, let's cast each other's live stories.
Ooh, good call.
By somebody else.
Good call.
Josh, your novel or book would be written by Sam Sykes. Zane.
That was easy.
Yours would be written by J.K. Rowling.
Wow. Oh my God. You're bringing a lot of new names to the table with this
Mine
exercise.
Mine would be by the guy that wrote the Bible.
The guy, God.
Jesus A. God.
Jesus A. God
A
Christ.
Standing for awesome.
Damn.
Cool. I did it. Your turn, Josh.
Wow, that was great. That
Follow
was,
up with that.
I'm trying.
This is a hard question for me because it's hard to imagine.
So many words.
Like, why would I want them to write my story? Like, I read authors who write horror or fantasy or science fiction, and yeah. I have not lived that kind of life.
That's why I think, like, a film
No, you
writer.
Want somebody who's going to make it compelling. Like who's...
Yes, I know, but, like, compelling into what?
But a science fiction
novel?
You gotta... No, you just gotta
Those
give
aren't
your...
the writers that I
You gotta give yourself credit, Zane. Let's just say, in the hypothetical, this sounds...
Oh my god, I'm agreeing with Josh.
This is gonna sound like I'm insulting the shit out of you. I just heard it in my head.
And yet, here we go.
I heard it in my head, and I was like, wait.
We're ready.
I'm going to keep going, because we're here now. Let's just say...
Well, 22 minutes.
Let's just say, hypothetically, somebody finds your life interesting. quickly, so
you know, hypothetically. Like, were that to happen.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, you know what I mean.
I was in an internet video once.
You know what I mean. So, like,
twice.
Things are looking up.
And Glorious Plumbers and God of War. It's two.
And Zelda.
Yeah, she was
three.
She was Link, Girl Link, in Zelda. I meant...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I meant...
Was somebody talking to me? Josh Kratos.
I meant in the hypothetical, this person finds you interesting.
Yep.
No, you know what I meant.
I'm trying to picture it now. Okay.
David O. Russell.
Maybe.
Oh, that's not an author. It's a director.
Yeah, but I think that counts. I think that counts. Richard Linklater. The Dazed and Confused guy. That's him,
right? I know who it is.
I think that... I would love that. Because I love the way that he, like... I love, like, Dazed and Confused. And even the new 80s Dazed and Confused is, like, pretty cool. I think it's an interesting... He makes...
Did he make that?
He did. It's, like, the new... It's
yeah,
like,
yeah. No, I don't know what it's called. I knew that it was, like, in the offing. But I didn't realize it... Is it out? Like,
I don't think it's out. But it looks neat. And I think he makes, like... I would also consider my, like, I'd be like, who cares about what my shit? Like,
oh, dude, Richard Linklater made the movie that was, like, my post-high school experience. It was, what was the name of it? With Giovanni Ribisi, and they were hanging outside of a convenience store. I'm gonna Google it.
The Other Sister.
No.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
No.
Saving Private Ryan. His
story arc on Friends.
Yes, that's it. It was story arc on Friends.
Wait, he was in the remake of the Mod Squad.
These are all solid guesses, you guys.
Holy shit, Zane's pulling out some deep cuts.
97 credits, so...
Hurry up. Well, go back to 1975 when you graduated
high school. We already thought of five of them.
Yeah, we're halfway through. Giovanni Ribisi. Wait, he's also in
Suburbia. It was called Suburbia.
I don't know that. See, again, I don't know a movie of that he loves.
Steve Zahn and
Steve Zahn is in it.
Yeah. They're hanging out in front of a convenience store, and one of the guys that they hung out with previously moved away and became a big, I want to say, music star. Okay. No, he's a movie star. And he's coming back to shoot the film in their town.
Okay.
And Giovanni Ribisi is like, it's one of those, like, I'm a slacker and I'm over it movies.
Right.
But that's, like, that's the Richard Linklater movie. Richard Linklater already made that movie about me. I was Giovanni Ribisi in that movie.
I was going to say Reality Bites. I'm thinking of all the Gen X movies I can think of here. Lollapalooza live on VHS tape.
Okay. What else you got?
Reality Bites.
I already said it.
What's the one about Harvard? Harvard, it's got Brendan Fraser's in it. Is that Reality Bites? I mix up this movie about Harvard and Reality Bites a lot. Are they the same?
The one with Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
Joe Pesci's the homeless guy?
With honors. Oh, I'm good! Oh, I've got it! It's in there!
We lost the thread here, guys.
Yeah, we sure did.
But you know what? Sam Sykes is going to be entertained.
And that's really what counts.
Yeah.
Nope.
Hello, welcome back to episode 94 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Josh.
I'm Zane.
I died in the ocean.
Oh my god, he just shoved it right in there.
Yeah, he sure did.
I didn't bring it up during the break. Y'all did.
Yeah, during the break.
Yeah, the break, which is private time for us to gather our thoughts and make fun of you about getting lost in the ocean one time.
Guys, I don't have private time from the listeners.
One time, Shaw went... Skinny dipping?
Yeah, he went skinny dipping in the ocean.
Yeah. At night.
At night.
Drunk. By the way, I was drunk.
Drunk.
Took a really
drunk,
long time.
Really.
Like 3 hours he was gone.
Not
to come back, and we were really super worried because we were also drunk.
And other things, probably.
This is all super interesting to everybody, you guys.
Well, you're the one who, like, said it first thing, so I thought I'd give everyone some context. For that time, we thought you died.
And we went out into the beach, which was 40 feet away from
the door. And they found my bloated corpse being stung by jellyfish.
We asked people, and they were like, oh, you mean that guy? They were like, he went that way. And they, like, pointed away.
That
we
ugly,
like,
skinny, naked dude?
That white-ass naked dude?
That full moon on a clear night?
It's the second moon over there.
And then Josh was like, I would save him, but he's not my best friend.
It's not Sam Sykes.
It's not Sam Sykes.
If it was Sam Sykes, I would write a story with him about saving people. But not tell you guys about it.
It's not really good.
It would be
me.
Super secret.
Facebook.
Twitter. Email.
Fan art.
Fan art.
Fan art.
It's not.
Dude, super fan art with, like, a Sam Sykes and Josh in the background.
Oh,
and
my
a
God.
Jealous Sean and Zane.
Well, he's got to know then, because they're going to. Don't do that. I don't want him to know that I called him my best friend.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, save that for the bathroom wall.
I will.
Also, if it's not painfully obvious at this point, please, for the love of God,
email
us. If you're trying to get back into a weekly recording schedule, send us some topics. Clearly,
we need them.
So, yeah. You know.
I'm like sitting here nodding. Like,
I was like, yeah, that's a really good idea. Yeah. We do need that. So,
do that,
duty.
Do that. We love you. You're the best.
You're my new best friend, audience.
Hello, every pizza place.